You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?
Hey, Joe, you're next up on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. But first, let's get caught up with a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
How did you enjoy your opening day, Joe, down there in Gros Eagle? I bet you liked it a lot. Because the Tigers were winners despite having some faux pas early on. I'm not talking about pause himself. 4-3 the final. Tigers win in the ninth on a walk-off single by Alex Gonzalez, one of your newest Tigers, who, by the way, looks so much like Johnny Peralta facially, it's not even funny. I never realized how close they were facially. They even have that same little beard thing going. Seventh career walk-off hit for Gonzalez. Tyler Collins scored on that play. Casey got all three in the fourth off Justin Verlander, who pitched six decent enough innings today to give you hope. Salvador Perez, 4-for-4 in an RBI for Kansas City. Victor Martinez, his first homer of 2014. Gonzalez and Castellanos, two hits each. Joe Nathan the win, Wade Davis the loss. Tigers 1-0, win the opener at Comerica. They're off tomorrow, play again on Wednesday. Max Scherzer makes his season debut. NBA at the Palace, it's halftime. Pistons had an early lead, roll my eyes, and now Milwaukee has taken a 61-52 margin at the break. BK7, 13 points for Milwaukee, the former Piston. Monroe and Brandon Jennings each have 10 for Detroit. Wings off till Wednesday, they host Boston. The Bruins are coming to town. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMatt, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball openers, American League, Orioles over the Red Sox, 2-1. White Sox beat the Twins, 5-3. Rays over the Jays, 9-2. National League, Neil Walker, walk-off homer in the 10th. Pirates beat the Cubs, 1-0. Nationals over the Mets, 9-7-10. Brewers shut out the Braves, 2-0. Cardinals shut out the Reds behind Adam Wainwright and four others, 1-0. And the Marlins lead the Rockies in the 4th, 1-0. One interleague opener, the Phillies beat the Rangers, 14-10. Prince Fielder, 1-for-5 in his Texas debut. Couple in the National Hockey League tonight. Carolina-Ottawa tied at 1 in the 2nd. Jersey leads Florida 3-2 second. Yaromir Jagr is 24th and I think, 7-0-4. I think now for his legendary career. Other NBA, Wizards over the Bobcats, 71-59 in the third. Spurs lead the Pacers, 59-48 third. Tony Parker has 20. Sixers, they're just all up in it now. They just think they win all the time. 52-43 over Atlanta in the second. Raptors lead LeBron in the Heat, 49-47 second. He's got James has 17. Bulls over the Celtics, 25-24 first. Clippers over the T-Wolves in the first, 26-22. DeAndre Jordan's got 12 rebounds already in that game in the first quarter. That game at Minnesota. And the Sac Kings lead the Pelicans 28-18 in the first. Two others will come up later out west. That is your sports wrap. Brought to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Back to it halfway through Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Doing a little basketball business. Joe down in Gros Eagle. You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys, glad you're back on the dial.
Thank you, bud.
And Rob, what you said reminds me of something that Chris Webber said to one of your colleagues the last time you were on the dial. You're starting to make an ass out of yourself.
Okay,
now.
What up with the Izzo? Let me hear you. Let me hear your point.
Okay, my point is this. Other than maybe Johnny Wooden, nobody in the history of college basketball coaching has won 42 NCAA tournament games before they hit their 20th year in coaching. Nobody in their first 20 years of college coaching has been to six Final Fours, other than maybe Wooden. Even Krzyzewski and Boeheim, who are going to be 1-2 in career victories.
Yeah, but Boeheim, really, wait a minute, let me stop you. Boeheim's not a great coach. He's been there 35 years. They won one championship. I'm sorry. I'm not buying
right.
that. Well, and the other thing, let me just say this, and I'm going to let you get your say.
All right.
When you talk about it, was Judd Heathcote a great coach?
You know what? Not in the level of the guys mentioned. Not in the Krzyzewski.
He has as many championships. He has as many championships as Tom Izzo. I mean, seriously. If you want to separate yourself, and Mark knows this, I've been consistent. Would you say Tubby Smith is a great coach?
Would I say who is
Tubby Smith?
No.
Okay, Tubby Smith has as many championships as Tom Izzo, and he probably and I'll look it up. I'll have somebody look it up. He's not that far away from making a tournament and winning games either. And nobody will say that Tubby Smith is a great coach. My point is, when you talk about greatness, you got to win more than one. Because you know what? anybody can win one. You could be in the right situation. If it wasn't for Carmelo Anthony and that one breakout run by him, Boeheim would still be looking for a championship after 35 years and all the great players who went through Syracuse. That's my point, is that at some point Tom Izzo has to ante up with another one. Every basketball expert at ESPN picked Michigan State. Everybody, for a reason, they believe Tom Izzo's great. Everybody thought that this was his best chance to win a national championship with the players he had.
You got it. You
and
got
they didn't
it.
Have
you
it.
Made your point. Now, what do you say to that, Joe?
What I say to that is you cannot define somebody's career by how many national championships they've won alone. You have to look at the totality of their record, including all of those Final Fours. I mean, there's a lot of great coaches who never even made one Final Four.
No, not great.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me just separate you and I in the world and Rob for a second. Rob, and I sit here with him, Joe, and I battle him, and I've battled him and battled him. We've gone toe-to-toe, and I'm with you. I think Final Fours are a great measure. I really do. I believe in totally in Final Fours. Rob has been very consistent. I'm not trying to speak for him, but he holds people to a national championship level. EP just wrote on the screen, is Jim Calhoun great? Yeah, because he's done exactly what Rob said to do. Win with two different groups. If I ask him about Billy Donovan, he says no.
Not yet.
Because he went back-to-back
with the same group. And now all I'm saying is...
That's his standard.
To talk about greatness. Mark and I, we always talk about Marv Levy with the Buffalo Bills. Was he great because he got the four Super Bowls? Or is that a dubious honor to lose four straight Super Bowls? So if you put him in the Hall of Fame, where do you put the guy who actually won a Super Bowl or won two Super Bowls? It doesn't make sense to me.
What I think you also have to look at is what kind of horses Izzo has coached over the years.
That's his problem. You know why? Because he refuses to adapt to what you need to do to win, which is take in players who might stay for 1 year. Tom can stay on his principles all he wants and play that game. I'm telling you, he will never win another championship, because when they play teams like Kentucky and all those guys are coming and going, they won't win the big game, and that's my point. I don't care what coaching he does. They won't win the big game.
Well, that's not to say that those kids like Jabari Parker didn't make a mistake to not come to Michigan State.
Tom Izzo doesn't develop any pros. Nobody's coming there to go to the pros from Tom Izzo. And so I'm not saying that some haven't gone on or whatever, second round or whatever. He's a top program.
He's got two first-rounders this year.
Okay, but I'm saying people don't go there. But most people shy away from Tom Izzo because of that rap.
Well, okay, but you're suggesting he's not a great coach.
No, I didn't say that.
By your inference, which to me is ridiculous.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, when you say that, when I use the word greatness, I'm not saying he's not a very good coach and has had a very good career.
No, he's admitted that he thinks Tom's had a very good career. He won't put him in the great category.
But I just don't think – I think we use great too easily.
Flippantly.
Right, to everybody. Oh, he's great. Bobby Cox was great with the Atlanta Braves. Really? You won a division 15 years in a row, and you had three Hall of Fame pitchers on a pitching staff for a decade, and you won one World Series? Are you great? You're not great. I'm sorry. That's not greatness. That's me.
Well, you're right. It is you. And my sense is even the Michigan people over the years have grudgingly said, until they got Beilein, we wish we had someone exactly like Tom Izzo.
One more thing I'll ask you. If Tom Izzo coaches for another 10 years and never wins another championship, and it's 14 years, 10 more, 24 years in a row, and he never won again. You're going to tell me you're going to feel the same way about Tom Izzo? Yes
Absolutely.
Or no? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. That's consistent.
Because of what he's all about as a human being and what he's developed there in building a program to where it's never been before he got there. I mean, we had Magic, but we were never the program we are now.
We all won the same amount of championships. It's about championships.
Hey, Joe, I'm in your corner. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Don't be a
stranger. You have held this standard to Tom. His feet to the fire.
But
you
to everybody, waver. Mark, it's not just
I
Tom.
Know. You
it's
held
everybody
to it. You hold Billy Donovan to it, for God's sake.
And he's won two.
He's won two.
248-848, 1130.
Felicia's out in San Diego, California. Hi, Felicia.
How you doing?
We're
doing
great.
Are you in Florida or California?
Excuse me?
Are you in California?
I'm in California from San Diego. How you doing, Robbie?
Wow. That's a great. Hey, Felicia, we do have a question for you before you get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What color panties you got on?
I'm wearing some brown pants on.
No, not pants. Panties. What color panties?
What color panties you got on?
I don't have none on.
There you go. Very nice. Very nice.
Secret ain't got nothing on me.
I hear you. Very nice. Nothing wrong with the drip dry. We're good.
Nothing wrong with the 50-year-old bad asses either.
All right, what's your point, Felicia? Very nice.
My point is, who you got winning the championship?
Well, I had Louisville.
I had Arizona.
I had Louisville, so I'm out. But I guess
right now.
Florida.
We have four good programs.
Florida for me, Rob.
You know what, Felicia? I'm going to say I saw Kentucky.
Go with Donovan.
I'm going to go with Kentucky.
Go with Calipari.
I think that right now, Mark, they're gelling. They're playing better. And I saw all the size that they have. And they get a lot of offensive rebounds, a lot of stick backs, a lot of dunks. I'm telling you, I like what I saw.
I like what I saw because I think, you know what I like? You know why I think when the team gelled? When Calipari chilled. He was trying to teach old school, yelling at them.
Kids don't go for that anymore. That doesn't work.
Old school.
I totally agree.
You cannot yell.
Are you watching us online, Felicia?
No, I'm on the phone. I don't want to admit it, but I'm watching this Notre Dame Baylor women's championship.
Okay,
bogus plan at home in the regional.
I feel sorry for you, but it's okay.
Oh, my.
I have to support the women.
I hear you, because if you don't, nobody else will, and I feel you on that. But, Felicia, please.
That's a low blow, Rob.
I'm sorry. Felicia, hey, we appreciate you calling. You know, go online. Check us out at parkintheman.com. You'll be able to see me and Mark, and we appreciate you calling. Please call back, okay?
Hey, you guys have a good evening.
Thank you, Felicia. 248-848-1130.
Sean, Nolan, hang on. You'll be next. Sportsnet with Parker the Man rolling along to 9 o'clock. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. The panty thing is back.
Yes.
Got to figure out a way to handle that one.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Oh, a little crazy. Let me tell you, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in this world. The various levels of crazy, especially in the sports business, are not to be believed. I don't know what we've hit in 2014, but everybody's gone nuts.
All right, our telephone number 248-848-1130, and we're kind of talking
Speaking
about
of
Michigan
nuts,
State
Rob
and
Parker.
Tom Izzo.
Oh, I'm so tired of the way you talk about Izzo.
I'm sorry.
I've had to listen to it for it's like going on two decades.
All right, whatever.
And
it's
he's
not
still
just
there.
Izzo, it's the same. I'm
Rob.
At least
let me
I'm
tell
consistent,
you
Mark.
The guy's going on his 20th year, okay? He's 20 years. Some people are just happy with the Final Fours. You have a whole different standard. I get it.
They didn't even get to the Final Four. They did. This was the best team in years.
I just think it's too long to be coaching
hearing.
Somewhere is 20 years. I really do. It starts there. Sean, are you out in Florida?
Say it again.
Are you in Florida?
I am.
Wow. What's up, Sean?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing great.
You listening doing or watching to us on ParkerTheMan.com?
Say it again.
Are you listening or watching us on ParkerTheMan.com?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So let me.
iHeartRadio. Thank you.
First and foremost, I agree with you, Rob. But we have to let's do this. Let's define elite because I argue with Spartan fans all the time about this, claiming that Tom Izzo is an elite coach. Elite is the cream of the crop. Okay. Cream of the crop means you have more than one title.
Yes.
All right. Everyone. I mean, anyone. Like you said. You can run into a good situation and get one title. There are plenty of coaches with one title. Steve Fisher has one title.
Thank you.
We're not calling him elite. We're calling Coach K elite. We're calling Coach Wooden elite.
Thank you.
We're calling Jim Calhoun. And I'm going to disagree with you, Rob, on one point. Billy Donovan is elite.
See, I don't think really? So because it's the same
Hang
group.
On.
Okay.
Hang on. But how easy is it to do that? Okay, what was it, 35 years before? Wouldn't the last one to do that?
To do back-to-back, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to do that. So I put him in that category as well. In the last 10 years, Roy Williams won two. All right? So I really, my wife can tell you, my blood boils when I hear people talking about Tom Izzo's an elite coach. He's a good coach.
Right. Very good. Very good.
And listen, I'll show my maize and blue colors, too. He really stepped into a good situation when Michigan went in, went on probation. Okay? He kind of got it really easy. And I've been saying for 10 years, I'm on record for 10 years, I said when Michigan gets back on track, Tom Izzo's little run will be over.
And let me ask you this question.
Little run.
It's ready to be over.
Is it over? Because this is the first senior class that didn't make it to a Final Four. I think it's going the other way.
It's over. I'm telling you. He cannot walk in and talk about how bad Michigan is. He has competition. He has not had competition. Now, to prove my point, I always tell Spartan fans, look at his Michigan record before 1998. Okay? And now look at it with Beeline.
Right, Beeline owns him now.
It's over. Get used to it. He cannot. And then look at how he tried to compete against with the big boy. Tried to go after Jabari Parker. Failed. Tried to go after this Okafor kid. He went try to go after all these kids. Tried to compete with Duke, Kansas, Kentucky. He cannot do it.
And let me tell you this. Let me say this. The other thing is Coach K. Marquis's giving in. He's taking the one and done, guys. You know why? Because he knows he won't.
So does Calipari.
Right? He won't win another championship unless he gives into that.
Calipari. Okay? Every one of these five freshmen could leave this year.
They can leave. Hey, I got it. Exactly. You come in. If you're going to go pro, I'm not going to hold you back.
But you're right. Tom Izzo's not getting Julius Randle or the Harrison twins anytime soon.
But then you also have to think about Tom Izzo cannot develop NBA talent the way that Coach K, Calipari, and even now I can add Beeline to the list. He cannot develop them like that. So Tom Izzo, in my opinion, is a very good coach who actually walked into a really good situation in the shoe with Michigan going on probation. But now,
well, he was a little earlier than Michigan going on probation.
Hang on now. We will be able to see if you disagree with me. Okay. Let's see now that Beeline is at Michigan and Michigan is back. Let's see if the Final Four run continues to happen.
Well, it didn't happen, but we appreciate you for the call, Sean. From Florida, Sean.
Nolan, are you in Raleigh, North Carolina?
It's Melvin, but yeah.
Melvin, out in Raleigh.
Melvin.
Here, man. Missed you guys a lot. I used to drive cab out in Capone County.
Hey, we got a problem with your phone. Hold on. Melvin.
He's going to have to call back.
Call back. Please call back. Something was wrong with your phone.
All right, look, in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get to this part of the story, which is what's coming up for both. The season's over, so
there's
no reason to
dwell on. And we're going
to
talk about Michigan as well, right? No.
To dwell on Michigan's loss to Kentucky, or because I could make a big stink about that forever, but I really want to get to this idea that Michigan State's going to lose AP, Appling, Dawson, and Harris. All four could be gone, and Michigan could lose Stauskas, Robinson, and even McGarry without playing very much this year. Three big guns for Michigan could be gone, too. Both teams would look dramatically different, but Michigan has so much more in the tank if this happens. And this is kind of, if you're a Spartan, I'd be scared about it with what's coming in.
All right, 248-848-1130. We'll get you caught up with a sports wrap.
Yes, and a big hour coming up, too. And Rob Parker is going to have some fun things for you. I don't know what they are, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for putting the pressure on me.
Second week, Sports Night with Parker DeMann on Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan, WDFN.com.